The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. As God's people we have gathered, let us worship him together. Very warm welcome to our worship this week from St. Mary's. I hope this finds you well. Our worship continues with the first of our hymns, All People That on Earth Do Dwell. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God.
Amen.
Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of truth, help us to keep your law of love and to walk in the ways of wisdom, that we may find true life in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of the tent, in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them, and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favour with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on." since you have come to your servant. So they said, do as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it and make cakes. Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? And he said, there in the tent. Then one said, I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. He said, oh yes, you did laugh. The Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son, whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. And she said, who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out labourers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the labourers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it, but if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them. For they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
From our Old Testament reading. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." In one way, we laugh when something is funny. So here goes. A man walks into the bar with a piece of tarmac. The barman asks, "What'll you have?" "A pint of bitter for me and one for the road." Apparently that was one former Prime Minister's favourite joke. We also laugh when life seems to turn out not as we expect, when we sometimes say to each other, "You've got to laugh," when faced with some of life's mysteries. And this seems closer to Sarah's experience. She laughs because she cannot quite believe what has happened to her. Laughter seems a long way from life at the moment. For it seems to me that there is a good deal of anger and frustration simmering beneath the surface of life. Its causes, well, let's recall some of the news stories from the last few weeks and beyond. from the journeys of the Prime Minister's advisor to the needless death of a young black man killed in America, to ensuing riots, protests, and the pulling down of statues, to a president needing police to use tear gas to clear a route to a church so he can hold a Bible, to a pandemic that has changed life for us all. All of this has followed a fractious time for our country, as one referendum about Scottish independence was followed by another about our future relationship with the European Union, neither bringing any sort of clarity, but dividing the country. The wounds have not yet healed, division remains, and people are frustrated and angry. Some of this anger is seen on the worst of social media, where it's okay to be rude and judgmental, okay to say things that people wouldn't dare say to another face to face. For me, at least, as I reflect on the last few months and years, it feels tiring, bewildering, and worrying all at the same time. And perhaps here there's a sense of connection with the gospel from this morning. Because sometimes it does feel as though, like the crowd Jesus looked upon, we are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. But beyond the headlines, perhaps watching this morning as you think of your own story at this time, you too carry feelings of anger and frustration, are bewildered and worried about yourself or those whom you love. But take heart. What's true now has been true for all time. Just think of Abraham and Sarah and how they might have felt about not being able to conceive a child. Yet for them, from this place of resignation comes hope. Sarah laughs. First in disbelief that in her old age it will be possible for her to have a son. And then in joy as Isaac is born and she says, God has brought laughter for me. It's a lovely story that comes as a gift at this time, this fractious time, when it is so easy for us to be caught up in the anger of the moment. Of course, we should be angry that another young man has needlessly lost his life because of the colour of his skin. It is right to protest and show our support. Yet we should also be mindful of what else has been happening and how it has an impact on how we see the world. In the Gospel, Jesus told his disciples that they should be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Wisdom and innocence are words that don't seem to belong together. And yet perhaps they are helpful, especially if we think of how we might apply them to the life of the world at this fractious time, as we strive to be wise enough to reflect on what is before us deeply, to not settle for the easy and the superficial, but also innocent enough to be open and to hold on to thinking the best if we can, being hopeful and not hopeless. And then applying both this sense of wisdom and innocence as we engage with each other, trying to think and speak carefully and graciously, mindful of our mixed motives and the low-level frustration and anger that has perhaps subtly formed in us through all that we have imbibed over the last few weeks, months, and years. And here we recall Abraham and that strange encounter with the Lord, appearing as three men standing before him. He bowed to them and serves them as best he can. Water for their feet, rest, bread, curds, milk, and meat. Abraham asked for nothing. I think he'd given up hope of a child. He just served as best he could with what he had. Is that not something for us to ponder? There is much anxiety and fear about what next. Much of it is beyond us. We cannot change events in Bristol or Minneapolis. We are not on the phone to prime ministers or presidents. Yet we can, in our small way, live a different way, just as we have been doing so faithfully over the last few weeks, loving and serving those we are given, learning again and again how the beauty of kindness and laughing together gives us hope. There are, of course, times for protest to stand up and be counted as we seek justice and equality for all, but let them always be undertaken in the right spirit, rooted in peace and working for reconciliation. It's tragic that so often when we are harassed and helpless, we are not given words of wisdom and innocence, but shallow words that often feed our fears. But that cannot be the way for us as we try to follow Jesus. The cross that stands at the heart of our faith stands for a different way, the way of love. A love made real as, like Abraham, we serve those before us as best we can, and trusting that the God who brought laughter back into the life of Sarah will do the same for us. Amen. So let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. As the world continues to battle against the COVID-19 virus, we pray for all Christian communities united in adversity. Today we pray for the church in the province of Myanmar, its bishop and its people. Lord, give them a strong faith to face the difficulties of life in their country. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our National Health Service. Lord, give the frontline workers the mental strength to continue to put their own lives at risk day by day as they work hard to save the lives of others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Our prayers and thanks go to all carers who make a difference to the lives of others every day. We also pray for the other essential service workers. May their tireless work be an example to us all, that we too may think about the support we give to our families, friends and neighbours. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our cathedrals and churches and look forward to a return to worship together. The Archbishop of York, Johnson Tamu, retired this week, and our prayers go with him for a healthy retirement, remembering all he has brought to this office. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In our parish, we pray for the opening of our schools as the teachers prepare for a very different way of organising their school. We thank all making it possible for us to take part in the worship at St Mary's through the internet. We pray for our families and friends, and for the residents of Highbank Close, that they all keep safe in these difficult times. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are weighed down with sickness of mind, body or spirit. Our prayers are asked for Pam Wood, George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In our Father's house, there are many rooms. We pray for all who share its shelter, for those who have died recently, Gerald Morton, Gerald Healds, Dorothy Hayes, and on the anniversary of their death, Kathleen Allinson. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence using the words our Saviour taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, you meant us to live as brothers and sisters. Take from us all hatred, suspicion, fear, and distrust, and draw us into closer fellowship with one another. Show us how to use the freedom you have given us for the establishment of your kingdom. And make us instruments of your peace in our homes, our neighbourhood, our country, and the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his marvellous works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you, your homes, and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.